know, we just talked to Joe Flacco on the conference call, and he said he thinks playing a defense as good as Pittsburgh is good for a rookie to have in their first start because you build some confidence and know you can do it. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely. You know, it's, schematically, it's one of the tougher defenses you're going to see. They play almost every coverage. Very similar to Baltimore. So it was a great, you know, 1-2 punch in the sense that you get to play two AFC North teams who both schematically, you know, want to play 3-down, 4-down, have a great front seven up front, and, you know, obviously you're going to play every coverage behind it.
What kind of test will it be to go on the road for the first time in that stadium? It's always rocking.
You know, it's been a long time since I played in a Loudoun Stadium, so I'm looking forward to that. You know, we're going to do everything we can to prepare for that. You know, obviously mixing up with cadences, you know, getting a little crowd noise going in practice, hopefully, and doing my best to try to over-communicate during practice because we know when it comes down to you know, playing in a away stadium, you're going to have to be able to get it to everyone.
As you're watching this film of the Ravens defense and they picked off Andy Dalton, you know, four times and they're obviously very, very aggressive, what about the Ravens defense? Is it a little intimidating to play the next time?
They're good at what they do. You know, they tip a lot of balls. They do a good job when they're not next to the quarterback, they're going to get their hands up. So we've got to do whatever we can to get those hands down and eliminate turnovers. Obviously, they played one heck of a game against Cincinnati, doing their best to take the ball away from them. And it's our job to make sure that we keep the ball in our hands and keep it out of harm's way.
Suggs had 2 sacks, forced a fumble, batted a pass that was intercepted. He's been around for a long time, but does he jump off as much as anyone?
Absolutely. He's playing as young as I am. You know? It's another AFC North team. They're going to be star-studded on defense. That's what we do here. You get as many guys as you can to come in and play hard-nosed football and get to the quarterback. That's his job, and it's our job to make sure we can do whatever we can schematically, and then mano a mano to make sure that he doesn't end up as close as he was to the quarterback a couple times.
Have you asked Joe Thomas or anything about playing Suggs and he's matched up against him for about 10 years?
Absolutely. I mean, he has a notebook that is, you know, obviously all over these guys. And I'll be able to sit down with him hopefully after practice today and really start looking at some of the details and how I can help him and help the other guys internally with protections and make sure that they get, you know, a couple guys helping them out, whether it be a running back or another hand from the offensive lineman.
As you look back at the Pittsburgh game, the defense they played, do you find that they were doing a lot of things off script that you wouldn't have been able to prepare for because they hadn't shown it? Were they trying to confuse you a bunch of ways, including that way?
No, you know, we were pretty prepared. I think we did a good job. Obviously, Coach Jackson's played against these teams multiple times over and over and over again. So he's seen a little bit of everything, and he's able to recall from things way back in the past and prepare me for those throughout practice. And, you know, it's my job now to do whatever I can to prepare myself as much as I can for Baltimore now and make sure that they if there is something new that's thrown at me, that I at least get, you know, 2 or 3 looks at it from a previous year.
You said Joe keeps a notebook, running
notebook? Yeah, I mean, all of us do. Every time you play against a team, you know you're going to see them again. You get to go back to your notes that you took from before. Obviously, he's played against these guys quite a bit, and I'm sure that he has a bunch of things stored in the back of his mind that's going to allow him to play to the best of his ability. That was my job as a QB to try to, you know, create the same notebook for myself and understand how, you know, defensive coordinators want to play and what their tendencies are, and obviously individuals out there, you know, how a corner reacts to things, how a defensive lineman likes to rush.
What was your first Tuesday like?
I got in. Got a nice little start on Baltimore. Spent a little bit of time game planning myself, getting ahead of the game as much as I can to prepare for the game plan that was given to me today. And then with a couple free hours that I had, I was able to get over to University Hospitals, Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, and spend some time there and, you know, kind of reset my mind and get my mind back to some things that are going on off the field.
Coaches keep your brain about the game plan yet at this stage of your career?
Absolutely. I think this is Coach Jackson makes it a great effort to make sure that the quarterbacks are involved in game planning. You know, we go in, Cody, myself, and Kevin go in and watch a little bit of film, you know, Tuesday morning, and we go in and we kind of express what we see and try to find some tendencies to help them out. But obviously, it's their job to make sure that, you know, we can become as prepared as we possibly can by Wednesday. So as much as we give them, I'm sure they're going to give us the same return.
Hugh Jackson coached Joe Flacco as a rookie, which I'm sure you know. Has Hugh, you know, pointed to that a lot for you to say, you know, hey, look, I did this with Joe, and has he supported that with the film? And did you watch any of
that? Has he not? He has not. He, obviously, this is a completely different situation where I come from a completely different background, completely different mindset. I think I have a different set of, you know, skills that Joe had as a rookie. So I think Coach has done a good job with creating a unique situation for me to be the best quarterback I can be.
What time of day do you get here?
Yeah, definitely crack of dawn guy. I do my best work in the morning, so I try to get in around 5 every morning to try to get ahead on things to make sure that I can go out there and accurately, you know, help my team out.
5 a.m.?
Yeah,
right?
Typically, yeah.
What time do you go to bed?
Try to get to bed around 8:45, 9 o'clock.
Did you start in, to clarify, did you start a notebook on Pittsburgh in this last game yet?
Absolutely, everyone does. You know, that's our job, to take as many notes as we possibly can during preparation, and obviously we'll see them at the back end of the year, and we'll be able to have a little bit of a head start to go back and read over those notes.
But I mean, after the game, is it like an after-action thing? Or?
Yeah, it's part of our job to make sure that when we're out, you know, correcting our mistakes, that we're taking those notes once again so we can pull back from them later when we play them again.
Do you have a notebook, or do you do it?
I'm a notebook guy, pen and paper. Yeah.
Would you expect Sammy Cooks and Tom Williams to be more involved?
I would hope so. As they continue to grow into this offense and grow in this locker room, I think that you know, they'll start gaining confidence to be able to make some plays for us. You know, we have a solid core, you know, 3 or 4 guys who played a lot of, you know, played a lot for us in the last game. But as they continue to learn the offense and we continue to, you know, find some chemistry between myself and those guys, I would expect them to get out there and start making some plays for me as well.
Do you have any familiarity at all with John Harbaugh, fellow Toledo man? Did you know that? Did you guys have any pre-draft dealings?
No, nothing too much. I knew that he grew up right down the road from me. In Perrysburg, and obviously is another great talent that came out of Northwest Ohio.
And Sean, when we talked about you saying you need to get the ball out of your hand faster, you said that he stressed that in practice. How does he go about doing that? Like, does he scream, get rid of the ball, or is there a clock?
No, it's just the mentality. You know, my mindset when I have the ability to run the ball is to always try to extend the play as much as I can. Now I'll just step into this week understanding that, you know, yeah, you can extend the play, and yes, you're going to have to use your legs to make plays, but when the check down's there and you get a running back out, that's where the ball should be. That's just the next step in the process for me, learning how to, you know, put the ball in the right guy's hands at the right time.
Joe Thomas needs 4 more consecutive snaps to extend his streak to 10,000. What do you think that number
is? That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't know if I've played 10,000 snaps ever in football in my life, and he's done it in the NFL himself. Obviously, he's a unicorn, and he's going to have a gold coat coming soon. So to be alongside of him and to just be a small piece in what he's been able to do in this league is an honor for me.
What's the loudest, angriest stadium you ever played in?
I think Texas. Texas last year, 110,000 fans. Obviously, we're playing on Sunday, you know, Labor Day weekend, so there's a lot going on for that one.
You made that one look easy.
Yeah, you know, once again, it was a good long set of preparation for that game. And when you get into those environments where it's a little hostile and gets loud, you got to be able to go back to the fundamentals that got you to where you are. And I think that has a lot to say with the way that you prepare for that, making sure that you know how to accurately communicate and you overly communicate and pretend as if every play that you have in practice is going to be the loudest play in the stadium.
Starting your first 2 games against the Steelers and then against the Ravens, I mean, what kind of baptism by fire is that in the NFL?
In the NFL, every team's good, and they're all going to be different from anything I've ever done in college. But to go against 2 divisional opponents, I understand the importance it is for us to go out and at least win one of those. Obviously, we came up a little short against Pittsburgh, and now it's my job to do whatever I can to help my team get into a position of winning the second one.
Do you feel like you're still working with Kenny to kind of get down that chemistry?
No, you know, Kenny and I have had plenty of reps. We've spent just as much time as all the other guys out there throwing balls, and I think that he's going to make some big plays. Obviously, he's been in this league since I've been in grade school. He understands how to go out, and he's made the plays that we expect him to make. And I know he's going to come out and have another great week of preparation. I'd expect to put the ball exactly where we were able to put it, and I know he's going to come down with it and score some touchdowns for us.
Does he say anything to you after he drops the ball like he did in the fourth quarter, or do you say anything to him?
No, he doesn't have to. You know, I know who he is. He knows who I am. That ball's going to be right back in that same spot. This time there's going to be 2 guys on him, and it's going to be a ball that's going to be right out of his face, and he's going to catch it, and it's going to be a big hooray, and everyone's going to forget about the one that he dropped against Pittsburgh, obviously.